Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Week in Review. I'm Stephen Daglian, a market analyst at ComSec. It's Friday, the 29th of May at around lunchtime, about 12:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So just remember that when I look through some of the best and worst performers this week. Hope you've had a cracking week and a very happy Friday to you. So let's get into it. The Aussie market on Friday at this stage is down about 1.3%. In fact, the ASX 200 is back below 5,800 points. But what we're seeing today is profit-taking, especially in the banks, because the banks are down by as much as 4% today. We've got to keep in mind that they've rallied by as much as 18% this week. It is the final trading day as well of not only the week, but also the month and the last trading day of the season. So a bit of a big picture here. Still plenty of risks in markets at the moment, but we've had quite a remarkable run considering the uncertainties that still remain ahead. And I think what we're seeing is many investors looking past this, they're casting their eyes on the future, hoping that things will continue to improve. And they've been encouraged, I think, by the reopening process that we're seeing in Australia and also globally. So we've had five consecutive weeks of gains on the Aussie market. We're up about 5% this week. It makes it the second best week of 2020, in fact. Two straight months of gains now. So the market was up about 9% in April, up around 4.5% to 5% in May. Hasn't been a great season. So in autumn, the market has dropped back by 10%. And that was really because of the massive slump we had in March, where we had, you know, that huge monthly decline, the worst in a number of decades. But what's quite remarkable is that the Aussie market is now 31% higher than it was at the lowest levels this year, which was on the 23rd of March. That was when the COVID-19 situation was at the most uncertain, where things were shutting down, people were working from home, and there were job losses, etc. The US market has done even better. So the Dow Jones remains above 25,000 points at the moment, and the broader S&P 500 remains above 3,000 points. Now that basically means that the US market is very, very close to sitting at its best levels in 12 weeks. Technology stocks have been the real driving force in the US. So in fact, it's funny to even say this, but tech stocks are actually up this year. We've got the NASDAQ up about 4%, but the S&P 500 is still down year to date. Now, let's look at the best and worst performers this week firstly. So really this week was driven by the banks. So as I said, we had some really big improvements from some of the major banks, and the financials as a sector actually were up about 12%. We also had some strong improvements this week from property stocks, and this includes shopping mall owners like Centre Group and Vicinity Centres, other companies that, you know, operate office space and industrial space. They were up about 7%. We've also had some of the telcos managing to hold up quite nicely. Consumer discretionaries, retail stocks, tourism-related companies, they held up. And also energy companies jumped about 4.5%. So we have had a bit of an improvement and a resurgence in the oil price, which was hit, of course, very hard in recent months. But it's coming back partly because there's an expectation now that things are coming back online. Now, as far as the worst performers are concerned this week, healthcare stocks, which have fallen in the order of about 1%. And what has been most one of the main reasons for this has been CSL, which is by far the biggest company in the healthcare sector, but it's also the biggest company on the Aussie market. So it's come under a bit of pressure, down about 2.5% over the course of the week. You've got to keep in mind with CSL that it's been basically heading in the opposite direction to the rest of the market that's been hit hard over the month of March and in February. So CSL shares has been one of the most resilient companies on the Aussie market for many, many years, and it actually still is up over the course of the year so far. So what we've been seeing is those stocks that have been hit hardest in March, like some of the flight centers, for example, and the Webjets, they've come back quite strongly, and it's those companies that have done very well in March and February, they're actually coming under a bit of pressure at the moment. So let's look at the month overall. Well, over the course of May, technology stocks in Australia were the best. They've actually improved by about 14%. That had a bit to do with stocks like Afterpay, which, you know, rose about 50% this month, and Nearmap as well, the mapping group, up about 45%. So there have been some very, very strong performers on the Aussie market. Consumer services, so we've had the telcos also holding up well this month, followed by the miners, property stocks, consumer discretionaries, and the worst over the course of the month, healthcare stocks and consumer staples, which are generally considered to be quite defensive. So looking ahead quickly, we're getting into a week now which will be quite busy and economic data heavy. And that's because every time we get into a new season, it basically means we get plenty of economic news, not only in Australia, but overseas. So we get things, for example, like an update on economic growth in Australia midweek. That's for the March quarter. And this is going to be critical because it's going to determine whether Australia basically is going to suffer a technical recession or not. Now, technical recessions is basically when we get two consecutive quarters of contraction in the economy. So that's going to be very important. We also get updates on jobs out of the US on Friday, next Friday night. So that will show us what the unemployment rate is sitting at in the US. It's already at 14.7%, but at the moment it's tipped that we could see the unemployment rate approaching that 20% mark in America. So we'll see if that ends up happening. We get manufacturing data out of China and the US as well. So we'll see if there are any sort of signs that things are starting to improve. One of the main risks, I think, in days and weeks ahead for the global markets, including Australia, are going to be the US-China tensions. So what we've seen in the last 24 to 48 hours is that China decided to impose a security law on Hong Kong. Now, this has been very unpopular with obviously people in Hong Kong. And they've done this despite the threats of sanctions by the US. Now, there could very well be a response now from President Trump, because he was quite quick to say that in the next day or so, he's going to come out with the press conference and he'll be addressing this. So that's something to watch. Could set the tone for what we see in markets heading into the weekend and also what happens in the Aussie market early on Monday next week. And on that note, I hope you've had a good week, a good month, a good season, and we'll speak soon.